שלום עליכם אהובי דמי רבותיי, מסכת העולות, פרק א' משנה א', ונשמס דוד אברום מנס בן שמואל יצחק. אומרת המשנה הקדושה, שניים טמאים במס. המשנה מלמדת כמה בני אדם או כלים יכולים להתאמה זה מזה לאחר שהראשון נטמא במת. The Mishnah is teaching us how many people or kelim could become tamei, one from the other, after the first one became tamei mace. So here it goes. Shnayim tameim b'meis. Two are defiled through a corpse. Yesh mikre shebo anitma b'met. Yochod l'tamei adam nosef okli, ulam oto adam. O akli ein b'kocham l'tamei adam, okli shlishi. נמצא שבסך הכל רק שניים נטמאים מהמת. So there's an instance where only two people are going to become tamei mes. There are only going to be two people involved. He can either be metamei another person or a kli. And that's it, the buck stops here. And when is that? אחד תמי תומת שבעה ואחד תמי תומת ערב. אחד מהם תמי תומה הנמשכת שבעה ימים, ואחד תמי תומת ערב, תומה שנמשכת עד הערב. יש תומת שבעת ימים. There's one person who's tamei shivas yamim, and that's a tuma that the only reason to become, the way to become tar from it is by sprinkling the Efer Parah Duman on the third and seventh day, and then afterwards tefillin the mikvah, as we see in Bamidbar 19:11-19. And Tumas Erev is a Tumah that you become tar from it by tefillah b'mikvah alone, even on that very day, and it only lasts until Tzeis HaKochavim after the tefillah. So Zeh HaMikra HaRishon, Zeh Shnayim Tumim B'Met. Two people coming to me, one 7 days, one Tomas Erev. And now we have another case, Shlosha Tmeim B'met, V'yesh Mikre, that a person or a second Kli can be Metame a third person or Kli. So three people are going to come to me through the mace. Shnayim Tmeim Tomas Shiva, V'echa Tomei Tomas Erev. Two of them are Tomei 7 days, and one of them is Tomei Tumas Arev, that he becomes Tor at night after Mikvah. Arba Tumayim B'meis. V'yesh Mikras. So sometimes there are going to be four people involved who are going to become Tumayim. Shalosh Tumayim Tumas Shivach. Tumayim Tumas Arev. Three of them for 7 days. And one of them Tumas Arev. As a Mishnah Mivaeret. Now the Mishnah is going to go on and explain the different cases. So we're going to start with the case of two. What's the case of two? The case of two is Ketzad Shnayim. How are two people become Tamei Meis? Adam Nogea B'Meis. The Tamei Tumas Shiva. Adam Nogea B'Met. Azu Ni'ava Tuma. Ve'acher Ve'Adam Hanogea Bo. And somebody who touches him becomes a Rishon the Tuma. And Tamei Tumas Orev. And he becomes Tamei Tumas Orev. So we know that a Meis is Avi Avasa Tuma. And a person who touches the Meis comes in Avatoma, and his Toma lasts for 7 days. And then a person who touches somebody who touched a mace becomes a Rishon LeToma, and that only lasts until Tzeis HaKochavim. V'hine lamadnu et ha-mishnah rishona, eze zchut gdola, eze simcha gdola, baruch Hashem. Le'ilu nishmat, David Avraham Manis, ben Shmuel Yitzchak, shehu lo zacha le'pri baten. V'ka'et anachnu mamshichim b'mishnah bet, אומרת המשנה הקדושה, כיצד שלושה, what is the case of three? Kelim הנוגעים במת. So if you have kelim that touch the mace, and these kelim are of a satuma. Not only the kelim of a satuma, the kelim are ovi of a satuma. Why the kelim avi avasat tumah? מסביר רבי עובדיה מבר תנורה, בין כלי מדחיס, בין כלי שטף ובגדים, מטעם כמי זה עצמו. Whether it's כלי מדחיס or stone kelim, בגדים, they become tame like the maize himself. כלי שטף הם כלים שאפשר לטהרם במקווה במים, אז למעט כלי חרס. אז מה שנוגע עם כלי נוגע במת, אם יש כלים הנוגעים במת, הם נעשים אבי אבות הטומאה. בתורה נאמר בכל אשר יגע על פני השדה בחלל חרב או במת, יטמא שבעת ימים, המילה חרב נראית כמיותרת, שהרי מת מטמא אף כשנהרג שלא על ידי חרב. אולם התורה כתבה חלל חרב, to teach you that חרב is כחולל, just like חולל is אבי אבס הטומא, so to the חרב that touches the חולל is אבי אבס הטומא. This din is no again not only בחרב, but all בכל סוגי כלים ובגדם חוץ מבכלי חרס. And therefore, בניגוד, in contrast to a person who's נוגע במייס, who becomes an אבי טומא, כלים הנוגע במייס become an אבי אבס הטומא. That's what some say. Other Rishonim say, no, it's only כלי מתחיס, not other כלים. And according to them, our Mishnah is only talking about klei matris. And it's not only when they touch the mace, even be'oil ha-mace. As mamshicha Mishnah kedoshah, keitzat shloshah, how are three people come tamei mace? Kelim anogim b'met. If kelim touch the mace. V'chelim ba'kelim, and other kelim touch the first kelim, so they become an ovatuma. And both of them are now tameim tumas shiva. So what happens? First kelim that touch are aviyavas, 7 days. And the kelim that touch them are also 7 days. And ashlishi, and the third, who touches these kelim, the second kelim, ben adam kelim, whether it's adam or kelim, they become a rishon l'tumo, tumeim tumas arev. So that's how three people become tame. The din of chayavarei kecholal is only b'kli shenitma b'adam, lo k'li shenitma mikli acher. ולכן, כלי שני שנוגע בכלי ראשון שנוגע במת, יורד בדרגה אחת מחומרת הכלי הראשון ונעשה אבד תומו. So you have one כלי is an אבי אבס, touches the mace, then you have the אב, so they're both תומי שבס ימים, and then you have the שלישי, בן אדם בן כלים, as that touches that is תומי תומס, ערב. איזה נפלא מאוד, איזה שמחה, צריכינו לסיים את המשנה השנייה במסכת עולות, כמובן, שברצוננו, תקוותנו, למסור שיעורים גם בעומק העיון בענייני המשניות, כי זה פשוט מעין עולם הבא, מעין עולם הבא. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא רק יזכה אותנו לזכייה הגדולה הזאת, בעזרת השם. אני מקווה, תתפללו עליי, ובעזרת השם, תגידו לי את השמות שלכם, אני יכול גם להתפלל עליכם, ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם. ממשיכים במשנה ג', אומרת המשנה, כיצד ארבעה, now we want to know, what's the case of four that are tamei meis? So, kelim nogim b'meis, so if you have vessels that touch a corpse, so what happens when the vessels touch the corpse? They become an avi avos hatuma. Ve'adam, and then a person touches the kelim. So he becomes an ova tuma. So that's two. You have kelim touching the mace, and then a person touching the kelim. That's two. V'kelim ba'adam, and then kelim touch this person. So this person's an avatoma, and now he touches kelim, so that's three. Kelim also become an avatoma. And all of them are tameim, tumas shiva. And they're all tameim for 7 days. Kelim shenogim ba'met become an avi avas hatoma. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah. And a person who touches these kelim, yored b'dalga achat, v'hu na'asa ma, hu na'asa avatuma. Aval ha'kelim shenogim be'adam zeh, so the kelim touch the mace, that's an avi avis. And then, person touches the kelim, he's an av, that's two. And now kelim touch this person, they also become an av. Because they also have a din of cherev rei kachol Rashi Pesachim 14 b divar maser b'chol cherev. ורבי עובדיה מבר תנורה מביא המקור בתורה. כתוב בתורה כל הורג נפש וכל נגע בחלב וכיבשתם בגדיכם ביום השביעי ותיארתם. It says כל הורג נפש. It's not talking about somebody who touches the mace because that's נוגע בחלב. It says כל הורג נפש וכל נגע בחלב. So it's talking about somebody who killed. למי? שהרג אדם בחרב שבידו. It's not talking about somebody who touches a mace. It's talking about somebody who kills somebody with a sword. And then, a cherev that touches the mace becomes an avi avis. A person who touches the cherev becomes an av. And the Torah teaches that even the begadim of a person become an av and become tamei, tumas shiva. Not only the begadim are an avatuma, but any kli or beged that he touches also becomes an av. And then they're all tamei tumas shiva. And then the fourth person, let's say, who touches this third thing, in other words, you have the mace. Kalim are no gim mace, that's one. And then Adam is no gim kalim, that's two. They're both avatuma. Kalim are no gim, but Adam is also avatuma. That's three. And then someone touches these kelim, that's four, and he becomes tamei, tumas arev, gevaldik. Omer Rabbi Akiva, yesh li chamishi. Rabbi Akiva says, I have a fifth case. And what's that fifth case? Here it goes. Hashfud hatachuv ba'oel. If you have a shpud, which is munach bo met, if you have like a spit or a peg, this is the year of the shpud, tav shin pei dalet, the hashpad. So hashpud atachav ba'oel, so you have a peg fixed in a tent. The tent, the peg, a person touching the peg, and vessels touching the person. Artamit shivas yamim. Hashvud atachav bo'el, oil vashbud. The oil and the shbud become an avi avas hatuma. Because you have a shbud, you have this peg, fixed in a tent. Ze amud mi matechet hatekua beemtza oel uve rosho koshrim et yiriota oel. So this peg is stuck in the middle of the tent, and at the head of it you tie the yirios, the sheets of the oel, as Rabbi Avadi explains in his first parish Rambam. As kasher met munach ba'oel, nitma oel atzmo betumas oholim. When a mace is in an oel, so then the oel becomes tamei betumas oholim, and the shpud becomes tamei, b'chach, she'oel ma'ahil alav ve'alamet. And the shpud becomes tamei because the oel is making a tent over it and over the mace, and such that the oel and the shpud both become avi avos hatuma. Midin cherev hareu kecholo. And since the shpud is avi avos hatuma, as mamshicha mishnah, v'adam anogea bashpud, or bashfud, as it's minukad, somebody who touches the shfud becomes an av hatuma. V'kelim be'adam, and then kelim touch this person, they also become an av hatuma. Because a person touches the shvud's an avi avis. And he becomes, therefore, this person an av. So you have the shvud, and the ol is two. Then you have an adam, and ogeba shvud is three. And then you have the kelim, then ogeba adam. That's four. It's an avatuma. And they're all tumeim tumas shiva. והחמישי, in other words, בין אדם ובין כלים, the fifth thing, whether it's Adam or Kalim, that touched the first Kalim, become a Rishon Letuma, Tame Tumas Arev. Amrulo, so that's how he comes with his five. The Oel, the Shbud, the Adam that touches the Shbud, the Kalim that touch the Adam, and then the Adam and the Kalim that touch those Kalim. The Kalim that are Tamei Tumas Meis. So Rabbi Akiva, we see argues with the Chachamim. Some were low, so the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Akiva, Ein ha'oel mischashev. Lo, ze lo nachon. Ha'oel is not counted. The tent does not count as one of the five. Why not? Because the Chachamim hold that you don't count the Oel included in it. Tumayim zemizeh, because the Shpud is not Makabel Tuma from the Ohel. The Shpud is Makabel Tuma from the Mace itself. Because even when the Oel is not Tame, for example, the Oel is made of Dovah She'enu Makabel Tuma, the Shpud still becomes Tame. So you see that the Shpud is not Tame from the Oel. The Shpud is Tame from the Mace itself. And therefore, we're talking here about one gives to another, gives to another. And that's not the case here, because the Shvud gets it directly from the Oel. And it gets it directly from the Mace, and not from the Oel. The Rabbi Akiva, l'umad zot sover, she'achein ra'ui l'manot et ha'oel b'chlal ha'nitma'im ze mize. L'fi she'oel mevi et ha'tum'a l'shvud, b'kach shu ma'hil alav ve'al ha'met. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You should count the Oel, including the Tumayim Zemizeh, because the Oel does bring the Tumah to the Shpud, because it's Mahil, it makes an Oel on the Shpud and on the Mace. So that, sweet friends, are the first three Mishnayis in Meseches Olos, and Kedalkeinu B'Kodesh, Anachnu Ovim, Lekro Et Zeh, Maher, Achshav, Im Harbe Yoter Havana, Ki Kvar Hasbarnu. Az Natchil Mi Mishnah Rishona. Shnayim Tumayim B'Meis, Echad Tamei Tumas Shiva, Vechad Tamei Tumas Arev. So you have two people who are Tamei B'meis, who are defiled through a corpse, one 7 days defilement, and one of the defilement lasting only until the night. Shosh Tamei B'meis, three Tamei B'meis, Shnayim Tamei Tumas Shiva, two Tamei Tumas Shiva, and one is Vechad Tamei Tumas Arev, one Tumas Arev. Arev Tamei B'meis, you have a case of four. Shosh Tamei Tumas Shiva, Vechad Tamei Tumas Arev, three Tumas Shiva, one Tumas Arev. Ketzat Shnayim, now we explain the two cases. Adam Regev Mimes, person touches the Mace, Tomei Tumas Shiva, he's Tomei Tumas Shiva. Adam Regev, person touches him, he's Tomei Tumas Arev. Mishnah Beis, Ketzat Mishleisha, how does it work? Three. Kalim Anogim Bimes. So Kalim Bakalim, so Kalim Anogim Bimes, and then Kalim Anogim and those Kalim, they're both Tomei Tumas Shiva. And then Hashlishi Banadam and Kalim Tomei Tumas Arev. And then the third person who touches the second Kalim, or Tomei Tumas Shiva, Avatuma. So the Shlishi, Ben Adam and Kalim, are Tamei Tumas Arev. And now we have Ketzat Arba. How does it work for? Kalim Nogim B'meis, V'Adam B'Kalim, V'Kalim B'Adam. They're all Tamei Tumas Shiva. And then Revi, Ben Adam Ben Kalim, are all Tamei Tumas Arev. If Adam or Kalim touches the third thing, then it's Tamei Tumas Arev. And Rabbi Kiva says, I have a fifth, Eishli Chamishi, Hashvarat HaChabo, V'ol Hashvarat Van Regeb HaShvud, V'Kalim B'Adam, Tamei Tumas Shiva. So you have the Oel, A, the Shvud, B, Adam Regeb HaShvud, C, V'Kalim B'Adam. And then Kalim touched a person, all Tamei Tumas Shiva. And then the Chamishi is Ben Adam and Kalim, Tamei Tumas Arev. And they said, no, the Oel is not Mischashiv, you can't count the Oel, because the Shpud is a Makabel Tuma from the Oel. The Shpud is a Makabel Tuma from the Mace itself. And even if the Oel wasn't Makabel, wouldn't become Tamei, the Shpud would. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you should count the Oel, because Sof Kol Sof, the Oel brings Tuma to the Shpud. Because it's mal and it on the Mace, so therefore you do count it. So you would say Oel is one, Shpud is two. Because again, it's one A giving to B giving to C giving to D. So the Chachamim say this is not a case of A giving to B, because B is tamei on its own. So when it gives to C, it's not A giving to B giving to C. It's just B giving to C. זה אלו שלושת המשניות הראשונות, וברצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום, הרבה איתם רבה רבה.